conduct also confirms the idea that he's condemning all homosexual activity, and not just the man-boy relationships that are known to have occurred in Roman culture. The strength of Paul's language here should not make us think that homosexual conduct is the worst or only form of sinful behaviour. Paul may be highlighting it because it is a particularly vivid example, and may have been especially pertinent to his readers in Rome, given their cultural context. Either way, it illustrates something that is the case for all of us. As we reject God, we find ourselves craving what we are not naturally designed to do. This is as true of a heterosexual person as of a homosexual person. Homosexuality is not natural. Secondly, Paul says homosexuality is a sign of God's judgment. Paul writes that alongside the gospel, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people. Romans 1:18. Though there will one day be a day of God's wrath when his righteous judgment will be revealed, Romans 2 verse 5, there is already a present day expression of God's anger against sin. When we try to visualise what God's wrath looks like, many of us imagine scenes from a disaster movie, or think of lightning bolts falling from the sky. But Paul gives us a very different picture. We see God's wrath in this. He gives us what we want. In response to the exchanges Paul has described, we see three instances of God giving us over to live in the outcome of our sinful desires. This is his present-day judgment against sin. We ask for a reality without him, and he gives us a taster of it. In each case, the giving over results in an intensification of the sin and the further breakdown of human behaviour. God gives humanity over to impure lusts and dishonourable bodily conduct, verse 24, and to shameful lusts, verse 26. The exchanging of natural relations for unnatural ones leads to being given over to a deprived mind, and the flourishing of every kind of unwickedness, which Paul unpacks in a long list of antisocial behaviours, verses 28 to 31. Sin leads to judgment, but judgment also leads to further sin. The presence of all these sinful acts is a reminder that we live in a world experiencing a foretaste of God's anger and provoking its final outpouring on the day of judgment. That homosexual activity is listed among these acts indicates that it is, in itself, testimony to the warped nature of sinful humanity. It's important to recognise that Paul is talking in societal rather than individual terms. He is describing what happens to culture as a whole, rather than particular people. The presence of same-sex desire in some of us is not an indication that an individual has turned from God more than others, or that they have been given over by God to further sin more than others. There's a parallel.